Me? Reset? Let me reflect on that.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
And you should. Resetting is for all, for you, for me. And come on, you did it already. Maybe even daily, resetting your clock alarm. Or is it the microwave oven? Because the soup wasn't just hot enough. Or come on, you reset the schedule because you were unable to meet up with a colleague or a partner. Perhaps you want to reset the terms of a relationship because it's not professional enough, or perhaps you want it restored. All requiring a reset of some sort. Where are you in life as you look at your goals for the year and your performance thus far? Reflect, you're right. Reflections lead to revelations. In a word or two, for example, how has your year been? That's part of reflection, which may lead to a resetting of plans and priorities. For me, in one word, stretch. Seriously, in a good way. It's been a number of projects for us, and many of these we did not anticipate at the beginning of the year. Hence, the word stretch. You might want to consider this verse as you think about what has happened so far and what you intend to do in the next few months. Isaiah 43:18, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Here's a principle. Take time to reflect on your past experience. Learn from them and let go of what no longer serves you. Sometimes we win, Robert Kiyosaki. Sometimes we learn. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Isaiah 43:18. And Henry Ford reinforces this. The only real mistake is the one from which we learn nothing. And as we reflect on our journey thus far, hopefully it leads us to addressing the question of purpose. And that is beyond just you and me, my friend. In a session I moderated yesterday, you know, I was just thinking about this, multi-talented artist, Cloud Dayag, the living legend of advertising, Emily Abrera, and my own daughter, podcaster, producer Hannah, shared their thoughts on art and excellence. This was at the Sistine Chapel exhibit in Pasig. Each one spoke to being a channel, a conduit, a messenger, and a creator drawing from a higher being, the master creator of all. They didn't consider themselves the ultimate source. And essentially, their life was not just about them. As you consider moving forward, change is essential when you reset. ABF times three. May you consider this as you reset the rest of your year. Accept the brutal facts. Okay, the beautiful two. But that's easier than the brutal ones. ABF times two. Anticipate the brighter future. But, with the remaining time, act with bold faith. ABF times three. Time for a reset, my friend.